I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Discovery Bay Community Center Committee. On this Wednesday night, I would ask for roll call, please.
Chair Graves.
I am here.
Vice Chair Steele.
Here.
Member Alexander.
Not here.
Member Emmett.
Not here.
Member Wiesen.
Here.
I would add to that that, are we being recorded?
Yes, sir.
I would add to that that Paul Emmett said that he was going to have to miss the next few meetings as an excuse from tonight because he just had surgery, but we hear he's doing well and we will keep him in our prayers. And I would also indicate that our fourth board member is here this evening. Diane just arrived, just in the nick of time. Good evening.
Hello.
I don't know, Paul's going to be out for a while. I don't know if you got the word on that, did you? Yeah. Diane, did you know that Paul? Okay, he just had back surgery. He just got home yet today, so he's going to be out for a few weeks at least. So. He is excused. Public comments, there will be no public comments. I will not allow it, actually, because there's nobody here in the public to do it. So, all joking aside, there is no public here today. Do we need to do this?
Approve minutes.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
And a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously, 4-0. New business, action items. General Manager Howard, you're on.
Thank you. As the committee is aware, the community center, we continue operations as we indicated we would through June 30th. Last I heard, Delta Valley is still on schedule for mid-June opening, so that ties into our planned June 30th close date. The membership has been falling off in recent weeks, but the good news is we met with the tennis club. I think that we discussed that at the last meeting. Represent the tennis group are here, and they're relatively excited about moving forward. So I'm pleased about that. The swimming pool, we ran into a hiccup, as some of you know, with respect to the plans, the county. It required, some counties do, some counties don't. In our case, we believe we were just doing some modifications to existing equipment and systems. We were just doing maintenance. The county looks at that as a renovation, and subsequently we were required to submit plans, and those have been submitted to the county. So it looks as if the swimming pool is going to be delayed indefinitely, probably for at least another month or so. And we're looking at opportunities to, once we do all the equipment's on site, it's all been delivered, we're just waiting to get those permits approved by the county. They were submitted about 2 weeks ago. So we're hoping to get that pretty soon so that the contractor can get rolling on that. I don't really have a date.
When are the permits going to be done?
The county says it can take up to 28 days.
And they're into what day are they in now?
They're
is it day
into
three?
13th. Today's day 13.
Oh, they're halfway into it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Our contractor says it'll be done in 2 weeks, right?
I don't recall what the date was, what the time was, but I believe they said about a month from start, once they actually...
month to put the plumbing in?
Once they, about a month from the time the equipment was ordered to the time that it would be done, and so the equipment's been ordered, that took a couple of weeks to get all that in process and delivered, so yeah, you're probably looking at a couple of weeks.
For the glue to dry, right? What about the, does that just include... the equipment, or does that include the pool area, the hardscape, the fence?
We do have a bid for the fencing to redo to bring the fencing up to code. It needs to be at 5 feet, 60 inches all the way around.
Is that finished yet, or when does that start?
The fencing, we received the quote last week. We had some issues with it, so we sent it back out to the contractor, and we are waiting for the updated numbers.
Do we need to get board approval for that money, or has that already been approved?
No, it's not excessively expensive.
So we can get that done before the permits, before the glue dries.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like a 2-day job. Once it actually happens.
Yeah, nice. what they're gonna do is they're just gonna take the old fencing out and they're gonna sleeve the poles that are already in place and lock them down and raise them from 4 feet to 5 feet.
Are they gonna expand that one area?
The type of fencing, and we're gonna expand that one area.
Okay.
That was missing in the bid, although we'd asked them to do it, so that's why we had to go back.
Self-closing gates and all that safety stuff.
All whatever the safety requirements are. Yes. It'd
be good if we get an article maybe explaining this whole situation. People that think the pool's
gonna
be open.
Yeah, I had indicated it was in the Delta Sun Times, and I had indicated to the Delta Sun Times that end of May was not a likely date, and that was prior to the publication date, and when it was in prep, and it ended up going out anyway, so that was unfortunate.
We can keep it open.
We're looking at doing
at least through Labor Day.
We're looking at a number of options with respect to lifeguards and different types of swim opportunities once we do get open. So,
okay,
we'll see from there.
Maybe the next meeting we can look at a 4th of July opening or announcement, maybe.
Try to have more information, but we should have a lot more information by then.
Thank you.
At the Earth Day,
we're at item 2 now.
Yes. Any more questions on 1?
What's the status on the classes there? Do we still have classes going on? And
there are classes going on. Like I indicated, they are falling off.
All right. And like
what's happened is people have at the end of April, they started joining instead of paying their fees over here. They went over and joined Delta Valley.
All right. And just to update on the tennis too, I've heard that tennis people are not going to Tracy because they don't know what's going to happen with the tennis facility.
Tennis, we met with every single group. Yeah. There was probably 20 of us, and a representative, a spokesperson for them, was at our last meeting a few weeks ago. And we had a very positive meeting. I know they play in Tracy because they have tournaments in Tracy.
Tennis, yeah.
So well, they have tournaments over there where they go to different locations and have tournaments. And so they were, their biggest frustration is overall maintenance. And while I think that we're doing a much better job of maintaining the facility than the prior ownership did, there may have been a much greater expectation that they had. So we're trying to address that. We're learning, we're addressing it. We're sending someone out a couple times a week to blow the courts off and clean them up, that sort of thing.
That's awesome. Okay. Any people asking to rent the property yet? Or has anybody had any party requests? Or
not yet.
I'm going to have a barbecue there.
Okay. All right. Put in your request.
I will.
At Earth Day, I put the panels up there, and so you can see kind of what they look like, and you got a copy of the summary in your packet today. And you know, arts and crafts, it tracks exactly with our earlier surveys. The number one requested, actually number one was cooking, and arts and crafts is right behind that. And so you can see by the numbers, arts and crafts is number one, and social type of programming, CPR classes, life-saving health classes, things like that came in number two. So it was interesting to see, and everything else kind of followed in line behind that. It was pretty straightforward.
Have you ever told the group about the cooking at the school?
No, go ahead.
I was at the Excelsior School for something, for the Lions Club, and we did that breakfast in the morning thing. And the woman in charge of the kitchen there, and she's also in the line, she said, "We ought to use our kitchen for cooking classes."
Oh, wow.
It's like a year old. It's really nice.
Good idea.
And
that's really
he said
good.
Before that you could have things
off-site.
So.
Yeah, that hub and spoke. That's great. Yeah. Even Discover Bay Elementary's got a kitchen. Looks
well,
like.
She said no. She said that only theirs has
full
actual
kitchen.
Ovens and stovetop and everything.
So the summary of the results, just the dot test, I think was pretty positive. You get an idea of a snapshot of what people were interested in and what they tend to gravitate towards and what types of programming that they would like to see, which is pretty consistent, like I said, with what our original survey was back when we did the Survey Monkey a couple years ago. And that would lead me into the next item, unless you have any questions on that, Chair Graves.
Questions, folks?
I wondering how the community gardens is going.
There are, I believe, 4 of them have been reserved, and there's an article, I believe it's in this week's, it was in the Delta Sun Times, and I believe it's in this week's Discovery Bay Press. Start advertising that a little bit more. But we have one person that has 2 of them.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine.
And we have 4 of them at this point in time.
Is the garden club using any of it?
They're garden club members.
Oh, okay.
At least the one that I know of is that has the 2.
No, not Claudia.
She's not like than the other person was. There are garden club members that are using.
How many do we put up?
We put up 30.
Wow.
The Girl Scouts one.
Okay, so are we on item 3 then? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
The due to the fact that Delta Valley's moved in across the street or about to move in, there are fewer and fewer participants taking classes. It became pretty obvious to staff that we would be, if we kept it open and continued to operate the classes that we have there, they would be diminishing. And to be able to start programming in the facility to utilize what we have there is somewhat difficult due to the logistical layout of the building and the lack of the types of amenities you would want to have in the event that you had like arts and crafts classes, or you had a room that could be used in any number of ways, a meeting room, a social hall, that sort of thing. And so the initial idea a couple months ago was to keep the facility up and running through September 30th. During July, August, and September, we would be going through the plans and design for the building renovation, and then shut it down at the end of September and begin construction shortly thereafter. With the more recent events, we've discussed and believe that probably the most appropriate action would be to somewhat cut our losses from a staffing standpoint, close the building, assuming this committee would recommend that to renovate the building on the schedule that we've discussed previously and is also included in the handout tonight, that we would go ahead and close it on July 1, and if the board approved it, obviously, we would start the design and planning process for that. I have in the proposed budget a recreation projects coordinator position that would come on board around September 1st or October 1st, not really sure on the date, but we plug in 10, 12, 7 person for this next coming fiscal year. That person would be responsible for developing the recreational program moving forward. It would be my thought that we would bring a true parks and rec leisure services type professional on board at a coordinator level, not necessarily manager level or director level, but certainly at a coordinator level, supervisor level, that has background in that area. They're out there, they're around, they work in every city, in every county, just looking for someone that would be willing to take an opportunity to get in on the ground floor and start a program. Able to start out over here and be able to do this. So,
Sac State is free in that.
Yeah, a lot of programs do. There's a lot of them do. They have referred to them, I think, as leisure service activities. So, we would want, it would be great to have a Sac State student in here, but we would certainly want somebody that had at least 3 to 5 years of progressive experience in the programming field and know who to contact, what type of classes, how they should be laid out, how they should be set up, the types of facilities that we need, the equipment that we would need to be able to operate that type of facility. So what I'm recommending is that the committee recommend to the board that we move forward with shutting the building down as soon as we close it, and move out all the fitness equipment at the end of June. We immediately begin on the design and renovation plan, and once we get that online, we know approximately when we're going out to bid and the construction will be starting, we'll bring on board We'll be doing the recruitment, but hopefully bring on board the person that can go ahead and do the programming for us. And that we would open with a spring 2014 recreation program, get it out in the mail right after the first of the year, or in December to start getting the programming in place for it to be in, and then head out with a true recreation program with classes and programming that would be applicable to our community.
When you say spring, you mean like January?
We're thinking, thinking March 1st. The building is going to be completed about a 90-day construction period. We're going to need at least 30 days minimum to bring the equipment in, to bring the furnishings in, to debug it, that sort of thing. That's, you know, they're just going to give you a bare building, you know, bare wall building. We would still need to bring in, you know, the furniture. It's called FF&E, furniture, fixtures, and equipment. We would need to bring all that in. So we're looking at realistically probably a March 1st.
So you're saying that what you thought you could do in 4 months, you're saying now you need 8 months to do it?
I think we could do it in four. I just think that it would be January and February are tough months, recreational, because it's cold out, it's raining.
I know, but there's a lot of programming involved, and I don't know.
I think it can be January. But I think that's really pushing it.
You know, like one of the programs they're
running. Why are we waiting in September to start the project?
Yeah, why aren't we doing
we would need to have the board authorize the project so it would be effective in the budget for July 1, and then they would start the design process, and they would have to go through plan check review, and then it would have to go out to bid.
So we can't run it till July 1 happens. We can't start all that. Anything. Can't even start design or anything because we don't have approval from the board.
If the board authorizes to move forward with it, we could engage that because the money wouldn't theoretically be getting any bills until after the first of the next fiscal year, which would be July 1st.
Just asking.
This was a very, and I had this conversation with Chair Graves last week, this was a very difficult, thought-provoking process that I personally went through and that some members of my staff did, because this is not what we wanted to do. This is not the direction we would have liked to have started out in, and unfortunately with the outside the outside issues that arose with respect to Delta Valley coming in, it really.
The Delta Valley wasn't to affect our programs, because the programs were to be here at Discovery Bay, and he's not offering those programs. And so I guess my question to you would be, what kind of an effort was made by staff to stem the tide? How many of the classes did they show up and educate all the people that were attending and say, hey, you know, we're not closing this thing down, we're not locking you out, we want to continue the programs, the only thing that's going away is the actual fitness or the weightlifting or the,
right,
you know, I'm trying to say the equipment part of things. And you guys came to us and said, how many times did staff go to those classes and make that speech and contact the people that were attending and make sure that all the instructors understood that?
I thought we have classes.
If I didn't hit every class, I hit almost every class personally. I went over and I met with each of the instructors, and I met with a number of the classes. Went in and discussed it with them before the classes started, after the classes were over. We did the Zumba class, or the line dancing class, to try and enhance the visibility of that. And for whatever reason, they just ended up moving. They did not want to pay individual pricing for something that they're getting right now for no additional charge.
That's not a true statement.
The end user is paying $55 a month. They get the use of the full facility, whether it's
but they don't get all the classes for free.
Here they do.
There they don't.
There they do not. That's correct. Right. They get.
That's what Sandy was saying. People didn't like the individual, and she said also they're used to having equipment to do the thing too.
You know, it's certainly this is not, the pay per class is absolutely the most common form of parks and recreation. Municipal parks and recreation program here is.
And it's successful.
And it's there are classes that aren't successful, and if they're not, you don't offer them.
Yeah.
You know, you advertise them with a minimum number of students, a minimum number of signups.
Right, and they get a refund if that doesn't happen.
If they don't,
right.
Class doesn't happen, they get a refund on it. That's
I like that. That works.
So okay. That is not uncommon, but they did not want to pay, you know, $20 for a class, $20 for a class, $20 for a class, when they're paying $50 and they get everything. So that was
so
their
saying that it doesn't, okay.
That's their argument.
We need to be ready for class. We need to be able to, if we're going to have classes with that programming coordinator, so we're going to be ready for it again.
I think one of the things that is difficult is that, and this is something that I had a hard time putting my arms around, is trying to maintain a small group of current end users. And struggling with that, or do we just go out and make a program? And that was kind of the end result of the discussions that I had, not only myself and my staff, but just in talking it through with others.
Did you have something, Chris?
I was just wondering if we're going to go for that July 1, no more classes and no more fitness. Is the building unoccupiable during July, August, September?
No, it would still be the same.
It's going to be empty, right? All the equipment's gone.
The equipment will be gone. It will be empty, but the building can be utilized still until renovation starts.
What would it be utilized for?
Well, someone could use it as a rental if they wanted to.
I think a couple of things. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. It could be used for that. That would be no problem. We could use it on a one-on-one basis. If the town decided it belongs to the town, the town wants to use it for educational purposes or something else from the standpoint of, you know, holding meetings there or something. All we have to do is do it. I mean, we don't even have to ask permission. It's ours. We own it.
Yeah.
Did you guys have anything you wanted to add to the?
I have one more thing I want to add to the discussion before we move on, and that is that the tennis portion and eventually the swimming, the pool, plus the grounds, those would still remain open. I would anticipate that those would still remain open, just like many parks that are gated. Gates would be open in the morning, and they would be closed at the end of the day at dusk.
Yeah, access would be through the gate, not through the building.
Access would be through the gate, through the building. If you want to, if the tennis group want to reserve it for their league play, they can reserve it. If you want to come in and play free play when the leagues aren't using it, you can come in and play free play. When the pool's open, we'll have a monitor at the pool collecting the fees. We'll have a lifeguard there. We'll have access to the building because they need the restrooms and the shower. So we will have that, but that would only be during those limited times. So we would still anticipate that it would be utilized. Chris and I were discussing today about the possibility of a classic car show out there in the back lawn and a barbecue, possibly something along those lines. That he met with one of his colleagues,
chamber people.
Discussing something along those lines. Certainly there are opportunities that...
Whatever happened to the farmer's market?
Jim Madison's putting together something separate out the marina.
The farmer's market, you have to get in line with them way in advance. And I'm surprised that they're getting a farmer's market
Jim
announced it at the board meeting. You were at the board meeting. Yeah.
So he knew that we were going to do it at the community center, so then he took it to the Lions Club.
No, he came here and asked, and then he was told that, you know.
Who told him that?
She didn't say no, she just said he was here.
He sat here and said he was ready to have it happen in 2 weeks. You have to get county permits, food permits, everything else to do that.
Right.
And that's all he was told, was that we needed to have it done properly. You couldn't just ask people to come in and sell food.
Right.
That's what he was told.
Because he wanted to do it, like, now.
Yeah.
He said it will start up in May.
Found that he's had to delay it because he's having to go through all this process, too.
I had brought in a card from the young man who manages the farmer's market. The real ones.
Yeah, that's a big outfit.
Yes, and they are willing to come out here, and I gave the card to No, the other one.
Sue?
Sue. To contact them, and he, I don't know whether they have or not, but they are willing to come out here and be, so, you know, then you've got somebody who's got the expertise and the ability to pull it all together, to advertise it and everything.
Well, now this deal's going to happen on Sundays.
What's that?
His.
The Lions Club sponsoring every Sunday.
I don't think it's the Lions Club sponsoring it, is it?
I thought it was Hoffman.
No.
I don't know.
Jim organized it, and it's the Lions, because he was talking about the money.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if it's official yet.
That's just more subversive act on Jim's part to sabotage from his inability to participate. So that's unfortunate that he's taking that route.
maybe in the future we can offer space at the community center. I mean, I don't have the energy right now for the farmer's market myself. I don't know.
Well, so the Lions Club's, you're paying all the insurance to Hoffman for the parking lot? And
I didn't hear about that.
Well, I mean, it's a Hoffman's
property. He didn't say a word about that.
They do have to pay
that. It's Hoffman's property.
Every time.
You guys approved it at the board meeting?
No, he just talked about
he
was
wasn't
doing
asking.
It.
He just said this is what he was doing, and
that's what I'm saying. He did not say that it was Lions Club. He said he was doing this.
No, because he said the money he was making for the Lions Club. That's why
I didn't
he didn't
bother
to talk about it there. But no, he never really said he was going to do all this work because he's, you know, set up and you had to have these outhouse things there, and it's a lot bigger deal than he thought it was.
You bet.
So.
But you don't have to do that if you're the town, because we have a building with bathrooms in it.
Exactly,
and we have other
that's
things.
What I thought. So, but
true.
It's too late for this
well, at
year.
Least, well,
we missed
the next
it this
summer
year.
Might be better.
Yeah, next summer we drive.
Well, you know, Campbell does the farmer's market every weekend right through the winter. They don't care what winter or summer they do the farmer's market. They got a great. We were down there the other day with a friend of mine, and they have a fantastic farmer's market down there. Most of the stuff that they're selling came out of our backyard.
Oh, yeah, right.
It keeps going longer and longer, too. Like the
but anyway, I still think it would be a good idea to do that.
Not this year, not with that.
Keep it on our list, though. We should try to think
well,
of the energy.
I think Sue should still follow up on it.
I think Farmer's Market would be an excellent location for the Farmer's Market.
And you know, we could all we have to do is do it in conjunction with the church property, because you have all that land right there. It would set up so easily on the lot on the corner, you know.
Yep.
It would be huge.
Could just go back and just like aisles, just back and forth.
Cornfest was dirt last year. Remember we went.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that we could include the church in a blanket insurance policy at almost zero cost to us, and it would be a great event, right?
No cost.
Yeah. So
covered in our operation.
Right.
That'd be fun to have.
So, would you have Sue continue to follow up on that? Because it's never going to be too early to try to plan that, not knowing how far ahead. It may take 6 months to put it together.
Exactly.
And so all of a sudden it's next summer and we're ready to do it. You know
and
what I mean?
To have someone like the official farmer's market overseeing it, where we don't have to worry about it. They know what they have to do.
They have a coordinator.
It's a whole
handles.
Circuit.
Yeah.
It's a business.
Well, and then I would just say that those of you that are on the Lions Club board, if you might want to, if it comes up that, and believe Jim's a good friend of mine, so I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I was just, took him out for beer on his birthday. He's a friend, but I don't like the way he's handled, he's disgruntled and he's being subversive in the activities that we're trying to get going here, because, I don't know why. I'm just, that's just my feeling, but please don't. Yeah, that might be part. You know, here's the thing with Jim. Jim is great at getting things done. But he's not so great at getting people to help him do things. He wants it his way, and he wants to do it right now. And it's hard. We can't operate that way as a public entity. I think that was Jim's frustration, and it's frustrating for me too. But I've learned that I have to adapt to it. I'm not pleased with this report. I'm not pleased with the fact that really what's happening here is that staff, the committee's not making a decision on how we're moving forward. Because there's not a whole lot of decision to make, and I had this discussion with Rick earlier. We're kind of just going, okay, let's do it that way, because I don't see an option two. I see one option, and unfortunately, that's just the way.
We're open to options.
Well, what are they? Right, staff's only presenting one option. That's what I'm saying to you. So let's get off I apologize for even bringing up the Lions Club. Please take that off the record. Hopefully nobody will listen to this.
Can I ask one question or throw one thing out? So you're going to have a window of time where nothing's going to be going on in the building because you're going to be working on the plans. So some example, the exercise program at the senior center, and it's not just for seniors, is always sold out. They have 45 people in it, that's their max. There's people waiting to get into that program. that would be something very easy to do over there, to do an exercise.
As long as they understood the flexibility of they would be doing it for 6 weeks and then they would be able to do it again.
Exactly, and that's what it is there. It's $45 for 6 weeks.
Right.
We would love to have.
Right. I agree. I think that's awesome.
And the second thing is John Muir will come out and do a wonderful stretch and exercise program. It lasts also 6 weeks, and it's free. And they are always full. And I've gone to their program in Brentwood.
So
there's opportunities. There's high cap. I mean, there's things that could happen in that 3 month window that you could have something going on in that building rather than. I just think that that's kind of scary to just close it. When there might be some opportunities to bring in some programs that are not going to cost you.
Well, we're going to have a large carpeted area with nothing in on the right
clean
hand.
Clean carpets.
With clean carpets on the right hand side and the left, for that matter.
But Marianne, how do they advertise for those programs?
Yeah,
John Muir will advertise it in their own program. You know, they advertise it
to their own medical people.
To people that come
that are John Muir.
That
are John Muir.
I have the director and stuff over there. We really want to.
I think that's a great idea. High caps, another one. I mean, there are programs out there that are.
What I like about
love
that
to come out here.
What I like about that is that it's being done. It's a more, I don't want to say casual, leisure type of activity as opposed to these hardcore Zumba people that are all concerned about what they're going to do. I mean, I know Renee Caney, when she's busy with cast now, but when she used to work out, she was driven. Man, she had to be there, and she. Carol used to be like that in the old days when Carol used to exercise.
She still does.
She still
does. Used to.
Kick his butt.
And
absolutely driven, and you don't want, it becomes a lifestyle to where if in 8 weeks you don't have a place to be, you start to get stressed over it. These programs you're talking about don't have that same stigma to them.
And we can turn them off and then come back and bring them back in.
I think that's a fantastic.
And then we do keep some continuity, some usage of the building. And we can go from there. Carol, where do you exercise now?
Delta Valley.
Yeah, that's where I go.
Because the program. Oh, wait a minute. Let me hide my tennis shoe.
Yeah, I have one too on my ring.
If I can suggest that maybe what we do with this is we explore those opportunities for the next.
For that window.
For that time frame, and we've got a little bit of time to be able to do that.
Not much time, though, because...
I would certainly...
We're closing the doors on July 1st or whatever.
Marianne and I can get together.
No, I mean the 6 week. We can go... Construction won't start until September 1st.
He said October
1. Around October.
Okay, so...
That's about 3 months.
So somewhere in there we could have offer 6 or 8 week class.
If Marianne and I can get together, I don't know what your schedule is. I'm here every day.
Okay.
Except for when I'm
not. Did you have something more in your report?
No. Well, I have the architectural.
Yeah, I think that what we need to do is, I think that as a committee, we need to come to agreement on what you would like to have us take back to the board with a recommendation, because the board has to make the decision. Therefore, the recommendation has to come from the committee. So let's think about that and put together a motion that we can all agree on with regards to. First of all, recommending that the building be renovated.
Yeah.
That would be the first recommendation we want to take. Rick, help me out here.
Right. I thought we did that last time.
Yeah, I thought we did too.
Did we give them?
We didn't take it to the board.
We did it with the money.
Future building renovation discussion. But I don't see a motion here. I'm looking at the minutes.
That's been a motion with the money. We said we needed this much money.
Did we? What do you think, Rick?
It is. It's included in the budget discussion. So it is going to the board. It's already in the budget discussion.
So does there need to be a recommendation from the committee?
Well, I think regarding the other parts of it, which is the closing of the building.
Okay, so then there should be probably a motion brought forward before this committee that recommends that the building be shut down to all but reserved use and open park. Okay, so how do you want to?
If you look at the last big paragraph that starts at this recommendation, and you go down to about the middle of the paragraph, it says that staff recommends it on the first word, fifth line down, fourth line from the bottom.
What, you're in the large paragraph at the bottom?
Yes. It begins with the word, this recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay, go down to the fifth line, and it begins with staff recommends.
Yeah.
Maybe something along those lines, or a version similar to that.
Okay, that would be fine. I would add into that, and any limited classes that could be offered prior to the beginning of construction or something like that?
Limited,
does that make sense?
Limited reserved use prior to construction.
And still open to any classes, or I want to make it sound like we're with open arms still, but we have a job, but we got to do something here.
We're going to soft close.
And somebody want a meeting there or something like that?
Yeah. The facilities, okay, so let's see, staff recommends the community center building be closed, okay. Staff recommends that programs in the community center building end as of June 30th. And now I don't like that.
Well, I would say recommends that the community center be closed by June 30th. We accept, with the exception of those classes and programs that will continue through the beginning of construction.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
And that the site remain open for free play and reserve
tennis.
With
the exception of classes.
Swimming.
And reservations.
Classes and
reserves,
programs.
And reserves.
Okay, and then, Carol,
mm-hmm.
And then you would pick up where it says, and that the site remain open for free play and reserve tennis, swimming, and overall site use.
Perfect.
Period. Right? Okay, somebody want to say so moved on that?
So moved.
And how about seconded?
I'll second.
Okay, so that's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion on that? We kind of just threw that together. Is everybody clear on what? Do you want to read the motion for us, Carol?
Staff recommends that the community center building be closed effective June 30th, 2013, with the exception of classes and reserved. I'm sorry, I don't have the rest of that part.
Classes and programming.
Classes and programming. And that's it on that part?
Through
the start of construction.
And continued programming will remain in place through the beginning of construction.
In place through
until the beginning of construction.
The good news is this is recorded,
yes.
So she can pick it up from
that,
the
and then it continues
and,
on that
and
site.
Then it continues on with that the site remain open for free play and reserve tennis, swimming, and overall site use, period.
Outdoor. Perfect.
Okay. Outdoor activities,
outdoor.
Barbecue, family usage,
just outdoor,
family reunions, weddings,
pinata bash,
funerals,
weddings, funerals. I will elaborate.
Carnitas.
Appropriately for the board. The other question, the other one, amend the motion and resecond would be to that the recreation projects coordinator position be funded.
So wait, it's a second. That should be another motion.
Or if you want to make a second motion.
Let's just keep that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, opposed? Motion carries. Staff, do you have a recommendation that you would like to make at this point that we could move on?
It would be just the last part of that sentence that begins with that a recreation practice coordinator position be funded to begin the process of developing a recreation program that is inclusive for all Discovery Bay residents.
Do I hear a motion for that?
Do we want to be specific about when this person should start?
No. No, we start the search. Well, staff will come back with a plan. We won't even know that until we get a construction plan in place.
I move that a recreation projects coordinator position be funded to begin the process of developing a recreation program that's inclusive for all Discovery Bay residents, just like it says there.
You can just say so moved.
I have some comments. Do you want to leave?
You want a second?
I'll second.
Let's second. Okay, now we have a motion. It's been seconded. Now it's time for discussion.
Okay. I've read the job description. I know you've got may include but not limited to the following, so it's kind of inclusive. But just a question. When I ran my last county home, it was a government entity, but if you made donations to it, it was not tax deductible. So we formed Friends of Knox County Nursing Home to enable us to do that. So could potentially, in this job description, be that the formation of Friends of Discovery Bay Community Center and this individual start to write a 501c3, because with what's going on with the IRS, it could take a long time to get that, so at least get it done and get it in. And then also have a volunteer corps program, because volunteers could be key part of this particular person's job as far as helping out with a lot of different programs. So a volunteer corps program for senior adult and youth. So that was my only thoughts to add to the job description.
That's good stuff, and that's a good place to say it. And those are great ideas, and I think you should get those in writing to staff. It won't affect the motion because we weren't discussing the job description, but it's a great time to have the discussion. And
anytime we can be more inclusive rather than exclusive on a job description, it's always better. So I appreciate that input very much.
Yeah, that's really good.
And this was kind of a first draft anyway, right?
Yeah, you can't see it. I mentioned when I came in that the...
Did it say draft?
It says draft. I know there's a watermark. It just doesn't show up. So it doesn't show up in your copy. It just showed up on mine.
So that's great input. Whether or not we would want that person to coordinate development of 501c3 or have staff do it is a question.
It would be a member of staff.
Huh? It would be a staff member at that point, wouldn't it? Okay.
Or it could be a volunteer.
That's a great skill, though.
It could be a volunteer.
Well, let me tell you.
Might want to be able to assist in setting up the 501c3, right, Marianne?
Sure.
Yeah. We're talking about the importance of volunteers, Marianne.
It's critical. You know, the value of a volunteer per hour is, what, $22 an hour in the state of California?
I am the founder of a 501c3, and I'm very...
Well, then you can help me, Ryan.
I've done my bit.
The prior community center committee, before this one was reconstituted, spent a considerable amount of time discussing the benefits of a 501c3 foundation. And while it hasn't moved off that dime yet, it is definitely in the forecast. It's definitely something. In fact, Director Steele reminds me of it almost weekly.
We have a motion on the table. Is there any further discussion with regards to recommending that motion that we move? Do we recommend that we create that position? Any other further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Any other action items that you have for us this evening?
None this evening.
Okay. Please review with the committee how we move forward with those action items so the committee doesn't screw it up. I mean, what am I supposed to do now? Take these to the board?
I'll bring it to the board as part of the budget.
Okay, thank you. So didn't leave me off the agenda for community center committee update, if you're going to put it in there, because that's all we have.
This is going to be part of the budget workshop.
Okay.
It's going to take place on Tuesday, not the regular.
And I'm not saying I won't address it. If there's questions, you can address it to me. I'll let them know. Okay, so... Guys, then we need to schedule the next community center committee meeting. And
What about all this stuff on the architect?
Yeah.
Are we not talking about it tonight?
Well, why is that not? What item was that underneath?
It doesn't look
attached.
Like it's listed, but
that
it's in there.
It's just the draft of the proposal. I received it today. Just so you, I got it in email about 7 o'clock last night, so I opened it up this morning. So I just received it. I barely had a chance to even skim through it. I made a few notes. I'll be going back to Mark with a couple of questions, a couple of suggestions and that sort of thing. His proposal is in line with what our initial estimates were. Let me pass this out. You've already seen what I'm handing out previously, but you can see that his fee and his other consultant fees are about $40,000. And we have PS&E, which is plan specs and engineering, at 15% for $60,000. So that's about right, because you're still going to have plan checks and there's still going to be some miscellaneous
county fees
and county fees and building permit fees.
And this is the same document that the whole board received the last meeting or the meeting before that, correct?
This committee received, yes.
The board has not seen this?
Did this go to the board? I don't recall.
I thought it did.
Wasn't Mark
discussing this at the meeting?
I don't
recall
so, because it hasn't been presented to them. It's only been presented to you.
No, I think you're right, because the park dedication fees were not discussed off of this.
I added the park dedication fees today as I updated.
Well, that's why I never saw them before.
I added the park dedication fees, and I also provided some. Oh, and I added the Measure WW park remaining park funds that we have as well.
What's FF mean?
Furniture, fixtures, and equipment.
It's kind of low, isn't it?
It's normally 15%, but those rooms are going to be pretty. Those rooms are going to be rooms that are going to be open for use, and so.
Yeah, but you got chairs, tables.
Chairs, tables.
Costco.
You know,
media center.
It may be a little light.
Okay. Will this be discussed at the budget?
Yes, it will.
So to answer your question, the architectural proposal at the end is just for dissemination by the committee at this point, so you can get an idea of what's coming up on that and what the costs are going to be. But it's not by any means a final document, and it needs to be approved by the board and not necessarily by the committee.
That's right. It exceeds my spending authority, so it cannot
exceeds our authority because we have no authority to spend any money. So.
And this was just off the rough draft site, a layout that he got in the.
Well, we've met with him a couple of times since then. Since
he did a sidewalk?
Since he did the boards. Yeah, we did a sidewalk with him a week ago Monday. We were out and met up with him.
Fairly reasonable in his pricing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's actually discounted this. Yeah. He indicated to me. I want to say he discounted by 20%, but I don't.
Yeah, he's fairly.
He wants the job. He's committed. He lives in town.
Yeah, so. He's being very fair on his pricing.
He still lives here occasionally.
Well, he still works in Stockton, but he's living by farm right now.
They don't live on Presley Circle?
No, he sold his home, but they stay.
They were living on Starboard before.
Starboard, but they
built the house there.
Mark and Dana Lee?
They moved to Monterey.
Yeah.
I thought they. Oh, no, that's right. They never lived over there. I'm thinking of somebody else. Okay.
And so this is just to remodel the building we have.
Didn't they used to live 2 doors down from Virgil on whatever that court is over there that he used to live on?
Well, they lived on the golf course at Furwood, and then they built the house on Starboard, and they lived for there for a while, and then they rented a place while they were getting ready to go to Monterey.
Okay. Yes. I remember now. Okay. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Any other? Okay, next community center meeting. June's really screwed up my meeting.
If I can make a suggestion on the next meeting, a lot is going to depend on the budget the board determines is going to happen between now and June the 19th when the budget's adopted. If the budget workshop on Tuesday evening includes it in the budget. There's still one more hurdle, which is the final hurdle. And so I would not begin the process until after that. So I would probably suggest that maybe we hold off until at least either shortly before or right after the 19th, meeting in the 19th.
Well, yeah, I was thinking more like the 24th or something.
I was thinking we should wait till that. We know what the board wants to do, and then we can.
I'm thinking the 20th.
Launch plan A or plan B, right?
25th or,
I don't know,
or 26th of. June is what I was thinking, just for that exact purpose. But maybe if we can always, staff can always send out an email saying it's time for a board meeting with some options for dates, and then we can just do it that way. Or is it better to set a date?
We have
now?
A special workshop on the 24th.
I see that.
I'm working on the
24th.
Well, the 25th or 26th would be
open. Yeah,
that
week's good. Is everybody else that week sometime?
Fine for me.
What Tuesday or Wednesday?
Paul will be back.
Do you have something on Tuesday?
No, I'm available just for you. Oh, I have a chamber mixer.
On Tuesday the 25th?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 26th.
Yeah.
Let's put it in for the 26th. We can always cancel, right? If there's nothing to discuss. Is that okay with you, Rick?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're scratching your brow.
It's holiday after that.
No.
Town
have a meeting in the morning.
You have one at 3?
I have a meeting from 9 to noon.
Yeah, let's do Wednesday.
3 to 4?
That's it.
Wednesday at 7.
Okay, so add Oh no. If I do it this way, how do I add it to my...
Plug it into your phone?
No, I can't. I'm not looking at my Outlook. So if I do it on my phone...
Long time away. Where the pool's blowing in the wind.
The staff can still move forward with the pool. They don't need the committee to do that.
Yeah. You're gonna get those programming ideas that we get.
Yeah, I'll meet with him next time.
I can send an email.
Would you send me an email? Because I gotta do it from my home computer. Because they're not syncing for me. It's easier to invite myself from home than it is to invite myself from the mobile.
Carol just nodded her head. She said she would do that.
Then you go back to paper.
Calendar person.
You know, stupid, idiotic Google, as of like January 1st, decided they weren't going to support Outlook anymore. So you can't put it in your phone. They won't sync back and forth. You have to invite yourself. And that screwed up. Anyway.
I have a question. What's going to happen to all the exercise equipment? Are you selling it? Will there be money to be made?
Yeah, in fact, it'll be on our export agenda. We've got some offers to purchase, so... We'll make a little bit of money back, but not much.
What's the idea? Was maybe we were going to try to repay our costs for the last few months, or what are we going to do with it?
Well, actually, it will cover part of it.
It's about $8,000.
We were operating a loss of $10,000 a month.
Did
any other comments or questions for the good of the order?
I sent the plans to my significant other, who's a commercial architect in St. Louis. And he said the plans were very nice with what, you know, they have to work with. So, and he said, based on his observation, it'd be about 195 occupancy. Because I had asked that question, how many people we could fit in that building. He said 195.
What's it rated at right now? It says it right up above it. It's like right there. It's like 218 or something like that.
218. Anyway, he was pleased with the plans. He said the guy did a nice job.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Any further comments?
Right before I came here, I was at the dinner the yacht club with him, and I was sitting next to Blade and Splasher. That's a piece that makes those fundraising. She said, "Oh, we gotta raise the money for the community center."
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They just raised over $3,000 for Kaleidoscope.
Wow. Who did?
It's the Splashers.
What are they?
It's the little charity group that's in the yacht club. They raise money for things. They raise money for the food giveaway that the churches do. And she said, Kaleidoscope.
How do you get on that list?
That's what I said. She just sat next to me and she said, oh, we ought to.
Well, no, I'd like to have them raise money for our foundation so we can bring those.
We need to get our 501c3 going first.
I am a 501c3. I'm talking about my foundation.
Oh, your foundation.
Yeah, I don't know.
So how do you get on that list? Any other good of the order? Meeting adjourned.